News release. Michigan legislature. State Senator Ed McBroom joined state reps Dave Preston and Greg Markkinen on Thursday in calling on Michigan Department of Corrections Director Heidi Washington to listen to her frontline officers and take drastic action to address staffing crises in Michigan prisons. The lawmakers participated in informational pickets alongside the Corrections Offices Union this week at three Upper Peninsula prisons. Our corrections officers have been pleading for support from MDOC leadership and the governor for years. Unfortunately, those calls continue to fall on deaf ears, said McBroom, our Wasetta Township. The officers we're joining on the picket line haven't been shy about what they need from the governor and Director Washington. They need help at work and the ability to have reasonably assured family and personal time outside of work. They need access to health care and benefits upon retirement, especially those that have injuries or mental health issues. The department continues to believe the immediate and long-term problems can be solved with more recruitment. They have been pushing social media, billboards, and advertising. Now, they got Representative Hill to introduce a bill removing the requirement for 15 college credits. Not only does this deprofessionalize our officers, a repeat of the food service worker disaster, but it does nothing to help the immediate crisis that is leading so many just-hired officers to leave the job within a short time. State Representative Jen Hill, D. Marquette, introduced legislation last week that would strip a 15-college credit requirement for prospective corrections officers. The Republican lawmakers said the plan isn't as straightforward as it seems. While MDOC leadership announced their full support for Hill's plan, UP Republicans echoed the MCO's frustration with the plan's premise and actual ability to address the real problems. Corrections officers have lost faith in their own department leadership. Apparently, that failing leadership was the only input Representative Hill sought before announcing her plan, said Markkinen, R. Hancock. Corrections officers said they need better pay and benefits. Normally, lawmakers talk to the people asking for help before deciding how to best solve their problems. Instead, she once again ran back to her friends in Lansing rather than talk to workers here in the UP at this point. I think the bill is just political cover on the issue for the coming election. During the ongoing informational pickets, legislators heard from corrections officers with serious concerns regarding Hill's plan. Officers said removing the educational requirements could allow criminals to infiltrate the prison system to expand illegal contraband trade and increase communication within criminal networks. Removing the 15-credit requirement will not solve this crisis, said Corrections Offices Union President Byron Osborne. We need impactful legislation that will produce immediate results to address the retention challenges we face. Further measures to reduce the qualifications to get this job are not the answer. Corrections officers will continue to leave if we don't address the unsafe working conditions and persistent abuses of mandatory overtime. We need to attract qualified applicants that have an interest in criminal justice work. They are the people that want to stay. We look forward to engaging with legislators who understand that what we need is increased wages and the return of our pensions, which is essential to recruit and retain corrections officers in both the short and long term. The UP Republicans have long advocated for better working conditions, reduction of mandatory overtime, more predictable work schedules, improved post-employment benefits, and increased pay for state corrections officers. Corrections officers aren't leaving their jobs because they're mad about taking a few college credits 10 years ago. They're leaving because they don't get paid enough, said Preston, R. Cedar River. The department is shoveling money into a traveling circus that jumps from job fair to job fair, basically begging people to become corrections officers. What they don't tell you is 6 out of 10 officers leave just a few months into the job once they realize how little they're paid to work in a war zone waiting to explode and have no solid family life. MDOC needs to fund the things that matter, like increased pay and benefits. We'll never fix this crisis if we don't keep the well-trained, hard-working staff already doing the job. During his time as a Menominee County Commissioner, Preston helped to solve a staffing shortage facing the Menominee County Jail. The county took overtime funds and turned the money into a substantial increase for the county corrections deputies. Preston, Markkanen, and McBroom believe a similar policy could work for the state.